of different brands of the Muslim religion. The Muslim religion was originally supposed to be for the Arabs only, and the Arabs do basically control it. The sheriff of Mecca, for instance, that's the Hashemite family. They control Mecca. They control the holy places. But most Muslims in the world are not Arabs. They're blacks, they're Asiatics. A great deal of Asia is Muslim, all of Indonesia, Malaysia. They are all Muslims. A great deal of Africa is Muslim. And therefore you have a combination of many things. You have a combination of different groups and different races, but basically it's a religion of the desert and a religion for the Arabs, and the Arabs to a great extent still control it. How the reaction of the Jews towards the coming of Islam, towards the Muslim religion, was ambivalent. Because it is purely monotheistic, so the Jews respected it, for instance, much more than they did Christianity. Because Christianity had in it pieces of paganism still attached, and the idea of the Trinity, and the idea of actual graven images in the churches and icons and all of those things, the Jews felt that Christianity was much closer to paganism, and therefore we find in Halacha, for instance, that many of the Rishonim held that Christianity does have a din of Avodah Zorah, of paganism. However, the majority opinion, the opinion of Tosfos and Avodah Zorah and of others, is that it is imperfect monotheism. It's imperfect monotheism, but that's sufficient that it should not be Avodah Zorah. However, the Muslim religion never was suspected of being Avodah Zorah. He had so eradicated paganism ritual and customs of the people that it just didn't, it was as though it never existed. You'll see if you've ever been in the mosque, for instance, you've been in the Moris HaMachpelah in Hebron, which is a mosque, you will notice that there is nothing in there. There are just carpets, and there's a niche in the wall facing Mecca. But there are no images, there are no paintings, there is nothing there. And that the statement that the Arabs make, that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet, which to them is the basis of their faith, is essentially a monotheistic statement. The word Allah in Arabic is like the Hebrew word Elokah, Elokim, the same word. And the devotion of the Muslims to strict monotheism made it that the Jews, on one hand, thought highly of the new religion. On the other hand, they didn't think so highly of Muhammad and of many of the other customs that came along with it. And therefore, the Jews were very ambivalent towards it. They were not openly hostile, but on the other hand, they did not, they made no overtures. And since the Muslim religion, since Islam was and is a proselytizing religion, it's a religion that is out to convert others, so the Jews' passivity was sensed as being a rejection. And no one likes to be rejected. And therefore, for a period of time, for the first century of Muslim rule, the Jews are going to have a very, very rough time. After the first century of Muslim rule, from about the year 720 on, even though the Jews would never have an easy life among the Muslims, and even though they never would be treated with respect, let alone equality, but they do not feel the terrible persecutions. There are exceptions, the Almohads, etc., that we'll see later. But generally speaking, they do not feel the type of persecution that, for instance, the Jews in Christian Europe felt throughout the Middle Ages.